was war. Tatsa vidu vareiniyam Vargo devasyadi mahi Iyuyona prachodaya Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasya dimai Diyuyona prachodaya Om burbu vasva Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasya dimai Diyuyona prachodaya Om burbu vasva Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasya dimai Diyuyona prachodaya Om burbu vasva Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasya dimai Diyuyona prachodaya
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a Sunday evening, and if it's your first time listening at this time of night on a Sunday, then welcome to the Meditation Show. The Meditation Show is supported by the Sangha House, and from the Sangha House is the man that will do the meditation as well, Andy Sprague.
Good evening, Darren.
So, if somebody has just switched on for the first time, we're in the middle of an 8-step process at the moment. Tell us about that.
That's right. It's called the Noble Eightfold Path. It's a Buddhist practice. It's seen as 8 steps, but they all intertwine together. And so far, we've covered the first steps, which are right view, right intent, and right effort. You can see them as a journey. We're about to embark on the next 3 steps, actually, which can be seen as a group. They're often known as the moral or ethical group, and they are right speech, right livelihood, and right action. Essentially, when you take a journey, you have to think about the direction you're going, but you also have to think about the stuff you're going to take with you and the stuff you're leaving behind. That's what we're talking about in the next 3 steps. The stuff in our lives that take ourselves forward on our spiritual path or journey, and the stuff actually we really should leave behind because it's not helping us, it's holding us back.
Are you referring to, how can I put this, emotional baggage, let's say? Is that a good way of putting it?
Yes, it could be emotional baggage. Actually, you need to look at anything in your life and ask, is this wholesome for me? Wholesome is a very powerful word in this practice. You know, so it could be emotional baggage. When we come to the right livelihood step, it could be your job. You know, is that actually holding you back in your life? So actually, these 3 steps, they are a bit fundamental, and we're going to have to take some hard looks at our lives to see if, you know, there are big aspects of our lives that are holding us back.
So how do you build this kind of thing into a meditation?
Well, we're going to look at right speech tonight. And actually, right speech, if you think about a word, a spoken word, what comes before it, directly before the word, is a thought. Often with words, we think they just come out of our mouths and we drop ourselves into situations and we say to ourselves, I'm speaking before I'm thinking. Truth, you're not. You are thinking. And actually, right speech is a practice about starting to examine the dialogue that goes on inside our heads before we speak.
So you're kind of directing your thoughts before you speak.
Yeah, you're paying attention to them. You're starting to notice that dialogue process that goes on in the head. It reveals a hell of a lot about your own internal mental habits. That's what we're doing in the meditation. We're starting to look at that dialogue, see what's going on. See if there's any patterns of mental behaviour that actually we just have to notice. The magic is always in the noticing.
And once you're aware of these issues, if you like, then you can then start to sort yourself out a bit more and think, okay, now I need to channel things slightly differently.
That's right. I mean, you know, this is all habit-forming stuff. Where when we're sitting on the cushion in meditation, we are forming habit. We take that habit into our outside world. So when we're interacting with people, we start to notice the thoughts that are coming up before we open our mouths, drop ourselves into a hole.
And for somebody who's never done the meditation on the radio or done a meditation at all, how's this going to work?
We're going to find ourselves a nice quiet place, so make sure that you're not going to be disturbed. Turn those phones off, shut your doors, let your family know that this is your time. You need to be comfortable, so find a seat or a seated posture. You can sit on the floor, but you must be comfortable. That's important. Nice upright spine, and just kind of settle down and follow the meditation. I'm going to talk you through it.
And the meditation will start with Andy after this. We're going to play something just to ease you into that frame of mind on the meditation show here on Tone FM. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to the Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sanger House. So this evening we're looking at the fourth step, if you like, on the Eightfold Path, which is right speech. So, as I explained earlier, this particular step is part of a group which is often known as the moral or ethical group. And we can go back to the kind of image of our journey, if you like, that we're on. And we can think of everything that we take with us on our journey to support us. So previously we've gone through right view, which is the general direction of our journey. Right intent, which is the steps we take, if you like, the choices in our direction. Do we turn left or right? And then we have right effort. It's the amount of effort we put into making our journey. So now we're looking at the baggage we take with us in this next group. And right speech is part of that baggage. So we can choose, actually, in our lives to take things with us or leave things behind. And as always, actually, the decision here is all around, is the particular thing you're looking at wholesome or unwholesome for you or for others? Is it actually going to take you forward on your journey, or is it going to hinder you in some way? And is it going to hinder others? If you think about speech, every single word we speak has something that occurs just before it, and that's thought. Something goes on in the mind which triggers us to say the spoken word. There are times when we say things and it's almost as if our brain is disengaged and the words just come out and they get us into trouble. But actually, I know it feels like that, but even then, in the background, you have thought going on. There are thoughts driving all words. So actually, this meditation is very useful for us because it starts to describe a habit of noticing what's going on. In the Buddhist tradition, we have what's called the Noble Silence. It is healthy to hold silence for a period of time, and typically in tradition we might hold it for 24 hours. Recently in the Sangha house, we did exactly this. Everyone that was coming into the house held silence, and they were also doing this at home. It's a very useful and interesting practice because what it shows you are the words that you're biting back, in other words, stopping yourself saying. It reveals to you that thinking process that is going on behind the scenes, if you like. So, if ever you get the opportunity, do try a period of noble silence, just a period where you're just going to spend an hour or two just listening, feeling, experiencing, and not speaking, and you will notice how you bite back your words. Because actually, there's generally always dialogue going on in the mind in some way, shape, or form. And in this meditation, it's that we're going to get in touch with. So I'm going to talk you through the body scan to get us deep into the moment. Then we're going to bring our attention to the breath to establish a sense of concentration. And we'll use the word calm. So you're going to be breathing in and breathing out. Don't alter the breath in any way. Just feel it and experience it. And focus on a point in your body where the breath is most obvious. So that could be deep in the belly, or it could be up in the chest, or the back of the throat, or even the tip of the nose. Wherever you can most feel it. And you just center your concentration gently on that point, sitting there watching the breath. And as you breathe in and out, on each out-breath, just hear the word calm echo in the mind and settle in the body and let it have its effect. So we're looking to induce that meditative state, gentle concentration here. And then with the background awareness still on the breath, we're going to let go of the word. And I want you just to spend some time just noticing the dialogue, the thoughts, the mental objects that flow through the mind. Some of those will feel like speech, and normally they might trigger speech. So we're just going to sit with that, just experiencing what the mind is doing. And watching the dialogue. It's important not to go into any of those thoughts, so just notice them, just as you would a cloud in the sky, and then let it go. Even the dialogue. If you get very persistent sound-related dialogue, the typical one is a piece of music that comes into the mind. The so-called earworm, and you can't get rid of it, what I suggest you do is really try and listen to it. Can you physically hear it? Persistent thoughts like this, when we direct our sense of awareness directly at them, they tend to evaporate. They're like gossamer, we can't get hold of them. So it will just show you actually that it doesn't have persistence. It will gently drift away. Okay. So first of all, do make sure you're not going to be disturbed. Make sure your phone is switched off and the doors are shut. And get yourself into a nice comfortable posture. You're perfectly fine sitting on a chair. Have your feet nice and flat on the floor. If you find, because of the height of the chair, perhaps you need something on your feet, under your feet, maybe a book or something just to prop them up. But make sure your spine is nice and upright. I don't recommend lying down. It will induce a sleepy state, and that's not the purpose of the meditation. We're here to be fully present and see what's going on. If you're sitting on the floor, do be comfortable. Don't be proud of your posture. It's very easy to get sucked into pride with, you know, a good sitting posture. But again, that's not the purpose of the meditation. We're not here to practice yoga. So just be comfortable. But sitting on the ground can be good. It gives us a feeling of being very connected with the earth, which is very good in meditation. Okay. So, just relaxing down. Gently close your eyes. And just tune into the space around you. Feel it. Feel the space, feel the room, feel the seat supporting you underneath, gently settling in. And we're going to start with our body scan to help us come into the present moment. So, take your minds into your feet. Feel as much as you can. Feel those tiny little sparks of energy. coming through, both inside the feet and on the surface. Feeling as much as you can there. Work across the soles of the feet. As you travel, you might find the mind tries to pull you away. When this happens, just bring yourself gently back to wherever we've got to in the body. The mind plays with us and wants to do other things. We're gently teaching it a sense of discipline here, a sense of concentration. Work across the soles and up over the heel. And then you work your awareness up through the ankle bones. Here the sensations aren't as obvious, so really go in. Feel everything. And we work up through the shins and the calf muscles. Any tension, just let it melt out. And work up into the knees. Even as we travel through the body scan, you might find little phrases, little bits of dialogue coming into your mind, telling you about thoughts, experiences, or whatever. Gently notice them and come back to the body, full awareness of where we've got to. So settling into the knees, feel as much as you can. Both the kneecaps and behind the knees, the knee pits. Gentle, soft awareness. Now we work along the thighs and the hamstrings. You can feel the contact of your clothing here. Perhaps gentle contact with the seat. And up into the sitting bones, settling into the seat. A real feel of letting go here. Settling in, relaxing down. As you settle into the seat, allow the head to float up a little. Feel the spine easing out. A sense of strength coming into it. And this brings freshness into the mind. Slightly sharper concentration. We can use that to establish a sense of strong intent to stay with our practice. We take the mind into our stomach and heart space. A lot of our thoughts and dialogue drive our emotions, and this is where they appear, here in the stomach, here in the gut. The thoughts are in the mind, but the emotions we feel in the body. See what's going on there now. What can you find? How do you feel? Bring your awareness up into your shoulders. Feeling any tension there, just let it go, let it melt away. This is where we carry our stress, in our shoulders. Just let it melt. And take that awareness down the arms, travelling gently, and into the hands and the fingers. Feel all those thousands of tingling sensations in the hands and the fingers. There's a lot going on here. Come back up to the head and gently explore the surface of the head, the scalp, sensations you can find. What's going on across the surface of the head? What can you feel? And into the face. Relax the face. letting go of tension. We carry a lot of tension in our faces. Just let it go. Let it relax out. Perhaps have a compassionate feeling behind the eyes, as if you're gazing out on something you love. This helps to soften the face. Relaxing and letting go. Bring all of these sensations in the body together, sitting in this space. Establishing a sense of calm intent to stay with the practice. Bring your awareness to the breath. Feel it where it's most obvious. Where is your breath? Settle your mind there, settle your awareness there. Just tuning in. The sensations of the breath as it comes and goes. Don't alter it. Just experience it as it is. Notice all the components of the breath, so focusing on the in-breath and feeling what that's like. And the transition, what happens between the in-breath and the out-breath. Focus in, feel it. And then feeling the letting go of the breath as it comes back out. So all the way through, just the breath. And as you gently breathe, on each out-breath, hear the word calm echo in the mind and settle in the body. Just the breath. Let thoughts go. Calm. Some of the dialogue that comes up in our mind appears as words. Notice them and let them go. Just the breath. The only word we're going to hear right now is calm on each out-breath. Just the breath. Calm. When the mind wanders, bring it gently back to the breath. Nothing else matters right now. Whatever that dialogue in your head is saying, it'll keep. Just the breath. Calm. We're going to gently let go of the word now. So keep a background awareness of the breath as it gently comes and goes, wherever you've got your mind settled in the body. Just gently feeling it. And as you gently breathe, just paying attention to the mental objects that flow through the mind. Just feeling them. Try to capture them the moment they appear. The moment that first hint of a thought or a piece of dialogue comes into the mind. Trying to notice it as early as possible. Just notice it. Don't follow it. Notice its nature. Notice if it drives any emotion. And all the time, just relaxing into the breath. Developing a gentle habit of mind watching as you sit with the breath. These mental objects can take many forms. It could be worries. They could be desires. They could be plans. All sorts of things. Notice gently, perhaps the nature of them, and let them go. We can gently label a thought for its type. Notice it, and let it go. Plenty of time to come back to this stuff later on. Just be with the breath. Let the thoughts go. gently relax your concentration. Bring your awareness back into the room, feeling the space around you, the chair supporting you. Just take a moment to experience that space. Taking a moment to reflect on how you feel now. And we can settle a gentle intent to take this practice actually out into our evening and into our week. Perhaps sitting for 10 minutes a day, just focusing on the breath, noticing the gentle dialogue and the thoughts that come up in the mind and letting them go, getting used to mind watching. And then out in our day, in our busy lives, we can use that habitual practice of noticing the dialogue that is fueling our speech, seeing what's coming through. Even before our words are emitted, are the thoughts behind them wholesome? Are they actually carrying us forward to where we want to go on our spiritual journey? Are they wholesome for the others that are receiving these words from us? Are they actually helping? Before we've even spoken the words, we can look at the thoughts and ask these questions. Developing this habit of mind watching will help us do that, will help us to remember to do this practice. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You've been listening to the Meditation Show with Andy Sprague from the Sangha House. I'll be back next week. Meanwhile, have a lovely week. Take care. Bye for now.